Kevin, but I was going to turn, if you would, toward First Timothy, First Timothy chapter 2. Where's my wife at? Oh, there she is. Okay. I didn't see her. I thought she's skipping church. Looking for First Timothy chapter 2. Tonight, just I guess all my messages are different. Last night, I hope I had this one and one more prepared, and I preached the other one. It was 45 minutes, so you guys are lucky I preached that one last night, because this might be a little bit shorter this evening. It's kind of a continuation of the last time I preached here, the importance, of course, of prayer. And I look at 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1 through 12, says this: I exhort therefore that first of all supplication, prayers, intercessions, and giving thanks be made for all men, for kings and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceful life in all godliness and honesty. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior. Verse 4, who will have all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. For there is one God and one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself a ransom for all to be testified in due time. Whereunto I am ordained a preacher and apostle, I speak the truth in Christ and lie not, a teacher of the Gentiles in faith and variety. I will therefore that men pray everywhere, lifting up holy hands without wrath and doubting. In like manner also that women adorn themselves in modest apparel with shamefacedness and sobriety, not with broidered hair or gold or pearls or costly array, but which becometh women professing godliness with good works. Let the woman learn in silence and with all subjection. But I suffer not a woman to teach or to usurp authority over the man, but to be in silence. For Adam was first formed, then Eve, and Adam was not deceived, but the woman being deceived was in transgression. Notwithstanding, she shall be saved in childbearing if they continue in faith and charity and holiness and sobriety. Let's pray. Father, Lord, I do want to stop tonight to ask you to bless tonight. Lord, I acknowledge there's nothing that I can say apart from thy word. Lord, I pray now you just give me a clarity of thought. And Lord, please, I ask for clarity of speech tonight. Lord, I just pray you'd help me not be time conscious. If it's short, it's short. If it's long, it's long. Lord, I pray now you just speak to my heart tonight. And Lord, as you already have through this passage, and speak to the hearts of others, Lord, I pray we might have a burden for the ministry of prayer. Christ's name I pray. Amen. The last several weeks, on Sunday nights, we've been preaching also down in the hope on prayer. And I was looking at this message, and I was in chapter 2, verse 1. And I began to think about what is the ministry of prayer? What is the ministry of prayer? I think a perfect example of that was what happened with Pastor today. He called a man, I forget how it was, but he was talking to this man. The man saw a hurting heart, and he stopped, and he prayed. I'm sure he had things he could have been doing, but he stopped. He took time to pray. Through his prayer, he shared the word of God, and he encouraged Pastor's heart. I think tonight, the ministry of prayer is probably the most needed ministry we have in our churches today. I think it's probably the most neglected ministry that we have in our churches today. Today, we're used to immediate results. We go through the drive-thru at McDonald's, and we expect it to go fast. We go to the microwave. We expect it fast. We want things fast. But with prayer, sometimes you pray and you wait. Sometimes we think, you know, today's world, we say we don't have time to pray. In the old days, they used to say, I have so much to do, I don't have time not to pray. So tonight, just for a few moments, I want us to stop and ask the Lord to show us the ministry of prayer. My prayer tonight, that whether you're young or older, we would stop and say, Lord, speak to my heart this evening. I think what America needs today is for God's people to stop and begin to pray like we ought to pray. I just want to look here at verse 1. chapter 2, verse 1, every point comes out of this today. Chapter 2, in verse 1, Paul told Timothy, exhort. If you look at the word exhort, it means to an incite, to good deeds, to caution, to advise. This year, we have been exhorted to pray. So we see the first thing is exhort. And then it says it, therefore, that first of all, what priority does prayer have in our lives? We see here in the importance of worship, he said, first of all, there's prayers. Today, we all seek to pass on sound doctrine to our children and our grandchildren and to the next generation of Christians. We all seek to pass the truth on. Are we passing on the ministry of prayer? Do our young people today see a church where the folks, when they pray, they stop and they take time to pray? Or sometimes are we so busy that we don't stop and take time to pray? Turn if you would over to the place there in 1 Timothy. Turn over to Acts chapter 3, verse 6. I think this is where our country is today, our churches are today. And I think it's because of the lack of the ministry of prayer. Book of Acts chapter 3, verse 6. Acts chapter 3, look at verse 1. Now, Peter and John went up to the temple, and the temple, at the hour of prayer, the hour of prayer being in the ninth hour, and a certain man lame from his mother's womb was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate in the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that entered into the temple. Who seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, asking alms. And Peter fastened his eyes upon him with John, and said, look on us. And he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something of them. Verse 6, and Peter said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. We see here that they had power. We said before that prayer brings power. Our churches today in America are very blessed of God. We have much nice things, and that's fine. We have pretty much what we would want. We have air conditioning. We have pews. Even down Hope, we're blessed of God. But let's be careful and not allow the nice things to rob us of our power. I'd much rather be at a place that has wooden pews or chairs or no chairs, and have the power of God there. And in our lives tonight, I want us to stop and think: have I allowed the nice thing God has blessed us with to rob me of my desire to spend time in prayer? We see they were exhorted first of all to pray. What we need today is churches that have the power of God upon their lives. We need pastors that have the power of God upon their lives. And we need people to have power of God. This week, how much time have we stopped and actually prayed? We're all busy, but are we too busy to stop and to pray? It's important, the ministry of prayer. We see the exhortation. We see the first of all, and then we see here a prayer list. I exhort, therefore, that first of all, supplications. Supplications, look, it means a need, a want, a specific need in our lives. Example of that's found over in Luke 1:13. It's something that's major. It's not something minor. It's a major need that we would have in our life. The first time that Greek word is used, that it means supplication and prayer, is found here in Luke chapter 1 and verse 13. Luke chapter 1 and verse 13. But the angel said unto him, Fear not, Zacharias, for thy prayer is heard, and thy wife Elizabeth shall bear thee a son, and thou shalt call his name John. A supplication, a need, a want, something specific. I believe that's on our prayer list tonight as well, to pray for these folks. That is a supplication. Do I really believe that God can answer that request? Do I really want God to use me to pray for those folks that they might see their request answered? So number one, we see the exhortation. We see the first of all. We see the first thing of supplication. And then back over to 1 Timothy chapter 2. Again, remember verse 1 says, supplication, prayers. Prayer, the word there, it means time set aside to pray. Time to set aside to pray a place. Time to set aside to pray a place to pray. In our lives, we need to have a time set aside, a place set aside to pray. You have to turn there, but we're in Matthew, the Lord said these come not by prayer and supplication. Do I have a time in my life or a place in my life where I set aside to stop and to pray over our prayer list? Each week we have a prayer list here. We have a prayer list down at Hope, and we need to need to set aside a time to pray. Then the next word there is it was intercession. And in intercession, it's two definitions. It's a falling in or a joining. I think example of that's over in Luke chapter 24, verse 13. Luke 24, 13. Through 15. Intercession is a falling in or a joining. It's two meanings. Luke chapter 24, verse 13. And behold, two of them went that same day to a village called Emmaus, which was from Jerusalem about 3 furlongs. And they walked together in all these things, and they talked together of all these things which had happened. It came to pass when they were communed together in reason, Jesus himself drew near and went to them, but their eyes were holding that they should not know him. And prayer is when I can stop and go and commune with my Lord and Savior. I can go walk with him, talk with him. I can share my deepest emotions. I can completely be bared to him. So in our life, it's important that we have a time of intercession where we just stop and talk to our Savior. Also, another word is mediating, being an intercessor or mediating. A verse for that example is over in Exodus chapter 31, verse 32. Just bear with me a little bit longer. Exodus 31, 32. I think I wrote the wrong verse down. It's where Moses offered the Lord to take himself instead of the children of Israel. Anyway, but Moses went before the Lord, and you know, because the people had sinned, and Moses asked God to not destroy him, but to write his name with out of the book. So we see intercession. We have prayer, intercession. Then the next one on down back to 1 Timothy chapter 2, a giving of thanks. Thankfulness. Turn if you would at Philippians 4:6. Thankfulness. Philippians 4:6. Philippians chapter 4, a lot of verses tonight. Philippians 4:6. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. Stop and be thankful. we look around and see how good God has been to us, the things he's given to us, and take time to just say thank you. You know, of these prayer requests or this prayer this year, that's the only prayer in heaven. In heaven, we don't have to make intercession because of someone that needs help. We don't have to pray for the sick. We don't have to pray for heavy hearts, but we will to take time to thank the Lord. So it's a time of thankfulness. And then in the last thing, we're going to tie it all together. I exhort, therefore, that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men. All men. All men. John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. Isaiah 53:6. All we like sheep have gone astray, and he have laid upon him the iniquity of us all. All men. It's been said that no one person exists on this crowded planet that God does not have a personal interest in. No one exists that God does not have a personal interest in. I wrote here, through the ministry of prayer, God teaches us to broaden our view, increase our concern, be ready to pray at any time. Amen. We say we're a people of the book. We say we're a people of convictions. We say we're a people of right doctrine, and we are. Can we say that we're a people of prayer? In our lives, all these things should be true of us in our lives. Been a lot of heartaches recently. Time to pray. People to pray with, pray for. Let's ask God to make us a people of prayer. Not be ashamed to pray in public. Not be ashamed to pray with a friend on the phone. Not be ashamed to pray just walking down the street saying, God, I love you. God, you've been so good to me. Imagine what it'd be like if we all came to church tonight. We prayed and we spent time with the Lord. We fellowshiped with him. We walked with him. As he showed us things in our lives that we have got rid of those things as we walk in the light. He transforms our lives. That's what it'd be like to tonight to come and everyone be prayed up and just right with the Lord. We could say, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, I give unto thee. Rise up and walk. We have needs in our churches. We have needs in our homes, our families, our country. We have needs. These needs won't be met because the church has nice things. These needs will be met when the church begins to pray and seek God's face, and God begins to bless. It's my prayer that I could learn the ministry of prayer. It's my prayer that I could learn to pray as I ought to pray and come before God with a broken heart, a contrite heart, a heart that wants to please him and be a blessing to others and see God work. Saturday morning, there's going to be a funeral here. We need God to comfort. Only he can. We need God to comfort. There are probably some lost people here. We need God to touch their hearts. We can tell them we love them, but we can't touch their hearts like God can. If there's no power here, there'll be no results. But if we as God's people band together and accept the ministry of prayer and take time to pray and ask God to bless and get ourselves out of the way and not be so busy that we don't stop and take time to pray. I was at my desk yesterday and I was reading this. I just stopped. I said, God, I'm such a failure. Lord, help me learn the ministry of prayer. Sometimes we forget. We hear about prayer. We know about prayer. But have we ever said, God, give me the ministry of prayer? Tonight I encourage you to stop. Say, God, give me the ministry of prayer. Lord, help me to be able to stop and pray with others. I guarantee you that man the other day that prayed with the pastor, that wasn't his first time to pray. He prayed because it was a pattern, it was a priority in his life. Have you ever heard Brother Hood preach, or not preach, pray? It wasn't something new to him. It was like he was talking to the Lord. That's what prayer is. He had the ministry of prayer. In our lives, let's not wait till we're old, to say that we finally learned to pray. Young people, I challenge you tonight. Say, God, help me have the ministry of prayer. God, break my heart for the needs of others. I can't comfort people like I want to this week. I can tell them I love them. I'm praying for them. But the heart is too deep for me, for mere man's words. But God can get hold of the heart and comfort us only He can. It's going to take us as God's people putting ourselves out of the way and praying for God to work, for God to bless. As I learned the ministry of prayer, it broadens my view, increases my concern, and then I can pray with a broken heart. I can teach or preach with a broken heart, and it helps me be ready to pray at any time. My wife, I asked her a while ago if I could use this illustration again. When we first went to Hope 8 years ago, her burden for those people wasn't that great. She had never been around anything other than a Christian home, a Christian school. She had never been around a lot of the world. But as she began to be there and to watch them and to pray for them, her prayer broadened her heart. She began to see people that had a need. All men. We should be able to pray for all men. Not just the color of the skin, not just by nationalities, not just by personalities, not just those that have hurt us, or just all men. There should be no one tonight that I can't pray and say, God, please work in their life. God, please work in their life. Ministry of prayer will transform us. The ministry of prayer will help us see others as they are and see ourselves as we are as well. We're all sinners saved by grace. We all serve the gracious God that loves us. We all have the greatest privilege probably ever given to man outside salvation. And that's prayer. Tonight, we can come boldly before the throne of grace to obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Money can't buy that. Prayer can. How foolish we are sometimes when we're too busy to stop and to pray one for another. I'm far from the example that I need to be. But this I know, there is a ministry of prayer. And until God's people sees that and they begin to exercise that ministry, we'll never see the power of God upon our churches and our country like they did in days gone by. It's when God's people humble ourselves and call on God. Tonight, a little bit different message. No jokes, no illustrations, no nothing. But that's my heart, that we all could have the ministry of prayer. First of all, the greatest part of our lives should be, first of all, be people of prayer. Tonight, how much time have you prayed this week? I'm not saying we have to bow our knee at the altar. How much time have we spent in prayer this week? People that need help this week, have we prayed for them earnestly? Where earnestly means to burn or glow with great zeal. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. That's a man with the ministry of prayer. Father, Lord.